Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Today we get to know some of your neighbors. Rural South Dakota ag families impacted by the recent flooding of state rivers and streams. And we begin the hour with Kurt Ulmer, who has a production near Menno, South Dakota. He joins us on the phone. Hey, Kurt, thanks for joining us today. Tell us a little bit about where you're located at, so people across the state can sort of place you on a map.
Okay. Southeastern South Dakota, a small town of Menno. We're approximately 25 miles northwest of Yankton, and we own and operate farm ground along the Jim River.
All right. Tell us a little bit about that production.
Well, we our farm that my wife and me live on, we're actually 4 miles from the river, but my son-in-law and daughter have a farm next to the river, and we helped them get started down there several years ago. And we have a cow calf operation, and we take care of approximately 250 mother cows, and those cows are just starting to calve now. And we like to use that river bottom farm for that because it has a lot of trees and natural windbreak down there. It's an ideal location, you know, for protection from the elements. But when the river floods, it takes away quite a bit of that area for us.
How bad is the flooding there right now in that area and beyond, really?
You know, we watch the elevations on the river quite closely. The National Weather Service, they put out on a website the elevation of the river at Scotland, South Dakota, which is just upstream a few miles from where our farm is at. And I just looked that up a few minutes ago, and that elevation is at 18.35 feet right now, which doesn't mean much to anybody. But at approximately 16.5 feet, it closes the Menno Oil Road that goes south out of Menno and crosses the river. So that road's been closed. When did we get that 3 inches of rain? A week ago on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And that road will be closed for several more weeks until this water all gets through this area.
Tell me an idea of then what, how do you sort of, you know, you could plan what's going to happen and sort of prepare because of some of the science that exists, but what can you do about it? How you sort of altered, especially the calving operation?
I like the way you put that scientific approach, and that really does help us do some preparation work. We have our cow herd move to a little bit higher ground, and we keep them away from that water. It isn't just hardships along the river. I'm a Hutchinson County commissioner also, and I just a few minutes before you called, the highway superintendent called me, and they're going to close 4 miles of gravel road that is, 5-6 miles from the river. You know, our landscape is so saturated from the wet year we had in 2018, and we had such deep frost, it's heaved some of these roads so terribly bad, and there's so much moisture in these road beds. That's one of the things that really affects our area right now is the condition of our roads, all the flooding we had across our secondary roads a week ago. And of course, then all that flooding ends up down in our river bottom areas where we, you know, it affects our livelihood down there.
Yeah. How long does it take that sort of move along then? If in the best case scenario where, you know, the weather was ideal, which is is of course not guaranteed.
And there's no guarantees in our profession.
Right.
The 3-inch rain event that we had a week ago, that pretty much melted all of our snow in this local area. But then that the Jim River, it proceeds up through Mitchell and Huron and up to Aberdeen, the Redfield area up there. You know, that snow is just starting to melt and come down the river. But Oh, I'm sure we're looking at a month of flooding yet until that crest gets out of here. You know, but if we can get by with just melting snow and not heavy rain on top of that snow, we don't think the river's going to flood any worse than it is. We have seen worse flooding in years past, but it's high enough. We don't need any more water down here, put it that way.
How long have you been in this area? And can you look back at, you know, at other years and compare this year to, you know, where does it stand in the history of what you've seen in the past?
I've lived my whole life in this area. I hate to date myself, but I was born in 51.
Okay.
And my wife is actually from that that river bottom area, more so raised in that area than I was. And then after we were married, you know, I got involved in a lot more things that dealt with the flooding of the river. Looking back, 1984 was the worst flood year we ever had because the Menel Lake, the dam failed on that lake in June of that summer. And we had a crest of just about 20.5 feet. And that's about 2 feet higher than the river is right now. That's the highest reported crest that the Jim River's ever had here, measured at Scotland. We've had lots of floods in the 18 to 19 feet area, and that's about where we're at right now. You know, if we would end up with a big local 2 to 3 or 4 inch rain, that would be devastating. We wouldn't be able to handle that at all.
What do you, when you talk to your daughter and son-in-law, you know, who have grown up in this world, but also are, you know, haven't been around as long as you have, you know, what kind of conversations are you having with them? What kind of advice are you giving them on how to handle how tough it is right now?
Well, I guess we haven't had one of those father, son, son-in-law talks just lately, but it's, I guess I would say, you know, when we get kind of, beat up and our mental attitude kind of starts to suffer a little bit, all we can do is pull our chin up and say, hey, it'll get better. It'll pass. It'll get better. We've lived through these before, and we just have to deal with it the best we can.
Kurt Ulmer, thank you so much for being here with us today. Hutchinson County Commissioner and former producer in the Menno area. Kurt, we appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you.